Debate Podcast, episode 98.
98? Yeah, I got no one.
No, didn't even think about it.
No.
But I can guarantee it was a... Well, no, I can't guarantee it. It was getting late in the 90s. It might not have been a great year in music. Could have been getting closer and closer to boy band time, right?
That sounds... Oh, that's knee deep into boy band
time. Is it? Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
I bet 98 was...
96 is my cutoff, I think, for saying it was good years in music.
I bet 98 was... Was that Enema of the State? Was that 98?
I have to go back a little.
Or was that 2000? That was probably
2000. I feel like it was later. Yeah, yeah. That still feels more Dude Ranch time.
I don't know. I'm trying to...
Look, American Pie was like 99, right? And there was some...
It was definitely 99 or 2000, because I remember...
It's our second American Pie reference today, by the way.
Well, I remember buying Take Off Your Pants and Jacket when it first came out. Using money from chores I did summer after seventh grade. And that would have been 2001. So 2001 was Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Yeah.
I bet Enema was 99.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to look. Who cares? Anyways, more.
98 was the home run chase.
That's true. I was there for that. I was old enough to go all the time.
Yeah. I was old enough to watch it on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
With my dad.
Rub it in.
Gee golly.
See what they... Jeez. So anyways, we got big things coming down the pipe.
Yes, it's been a busy, busy couple weeks in the Altered State camp. I know we haven't... we have been continuing to neglect podcast duties from time to time because other things are going on.
That's right.
You know, last week was Rancid.
That's true. So, yeah, I mean, that was a big deal.
More important.
That was a big deal, which was a great show, by the way.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm so thrilled that that was my show back.
I was on the golf cart yesterday,
uh-huh.
running some people back and forth to the ball game, and Rancid came on.
Yeah. You
know, I got the tunes playing. And this guy goes, oh, I love Rancid. I can't wait to go to that show. And I'm like, oh, yeah, where are you going to see him? They're like, Pops. I'm like, I just saw him Sunday. He's like, wait, what? He thought it was like next month. I go, no, man.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah. I mean, it was great. You missed a great show. It was like 80 degrees in the parking lot. It was beautiful.
It was
out.
Fucking perfect.
But that was a great first show back. Rancid, can't go wrong with Rancid. I like the Murphys. That was my first time seeing Dropkick Murphys, believe it or not.
That was my first time seeing Dropkick Murphys, but I've never loved them.
Yeah, yeah. I had a good time. I had a good time.
I love Good Rats.
Sure.
That's my track.
Okay.
Outside of that, I liked...
like Barroom Heroes, a good tune.
There was the record. It came out in like 09 or 10. I forget what it's called. But I like the lead single off of that one.
Shit, I don't know. But believe it or not, they closed with Shipping Up to Boston.
Going Out in Style.
That's a great record, yeah.
That's a good record,
start to finish, yeah.
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 That's probably the only Dropkick Murphys record that, like, I really could spin from.
Did that have their Christmas song on it?
No.
Have you heard their Christmas song?
Yes.
I think it's a good Christmas
song. It's a
good
track.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always on my Christmas playlist when I do a little something for the car. So
yeah, they're just too Boston for me.
Ouch. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't fuck with Boston, man.
You know where my family's from. Right?
I know. All right. I'm saying this looking you dead in the eye with your Boston Celtics fucking
shit hanging in the.
I know. I know what I'm saying.
I got an Irish tattoo, bitch.
I'm well aware. I got no beef with the Irish, but the Bostonians.
Someone had.
It's really because I. Been a lifelong Blues and Cardinals fan.
Well, that'll get you.
And
the
Red Sox and the fucking Bruins have done a whole lot of pissing me the fuck off.
And the Patriots.
That would help if I gave a shit about football.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I just think Boston sports fans are the most insufferable fucking sports fans in all of sports.
Yep. I've said this before, I think, but there's some comedian, I think it was Bill Burr, who's a Boston guy, always says, like, Boston is just like San Francisco. It's got all the culture. It's got all the museums, but it's just like San Francisco plus racism.
Yeah.
And that pretty much is true, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. But Boston's a fun place. I've had many good times there.
That said, I'm a big history fan, so I would like to go to Boston and kind of see some cool shit. Do my best Nicolas Cage around there.
There you go.
Get my National Treasure on.
All right, enough of BSing around. Anyways, big things coming.
We're a serious podcast.
That's right. Big things coming down the pipe. I hate that saying. Why did I say that?
I don't know, man. But yeah, we've been working really kind of hard behind the scenes. Leading up here, we know we're inching closer to our 100th episode, and we want to do something to really commemorate that.
Yep. And we're gonna.
And commemorate some other things. So kind of launching the middle of a rebrand, trying to get our visual style a little different. We're rebuilding the website right now, so there's not a ton there. But there is at alteredstatecomics.com a sign up for an email list.
That's right.
And we'd be super grateful if you signed up. It'd be the best way for you to get updates on some really cool new stuff that we're super excited about. We promise to not abuse your information.
John promises. No, all good.
With my fingers
crossed. We want to talk lots about it, and it's hard to not talk about it. So
yeah, we're gonna keep it light.
That's
for
right.
Today.
That's it. That's it. Yep.
And by the time we get to episode 100, maybe even a little bit before, we'll.
Of course, having
we'll
said have that, stuff. The majority of the people who listen to our podcast probably know what the fuck we're talking about. So
maybe
you know.
Hey,
you know.
Hey, don't.
Except for that guy in Sweden who keeps listening.
Don't
you know?
Don't fuck with our audience.
That's
like
right.
That, okay. Give them a little credit, sir.
Well, yeah, that's why they have all the credit. They know what's going on. They're in the know. Our audience
in the
are
circle.
People who
They're
know people.
In the fucking know.
That's right. That's right. All right. So enough of that little self-promoting. What would you like to talk about first? Because you probably know what I want to talk about first.
Oh.
You just want to
just get it out of the way.
You want to get it wrestling out of the
just
way real quick?
Just rip the Band-Aid off.
Dude, you have no idea. The world's on fire. Wrestling is back in full force.
We got
CM Punk.
Is
He's in AEW. It's been trending on Twitter like the top thing for like 2 days. They sold T-shirts. It was in Chicago, his hometown. So United Center was packed to the ceiling.
Okay.
Packed. Place goes apeshit. His theme music is Cult of Personality. What a great walkout song, right?
That is a good track.
Place goes apeshit. You know, they sold T-shirts there that were just sold there. Like the I Was There T-shirt, you know, when CM Punk made his return. What would you guesstimate eBay is selling those for, even a week later now?
Wait, so there's a shirt?
It's CM Punk's new shirt, but these were limited edition for United Center night only. And they, I was there, and you know, all the stuff on the back that you can only find that at that location.
So my
they only sold X amount of 1,000 of them.
Wrestling fans are pretty crazy. And that's the type of people that do collecting.
He's been gone 7 years. This is the first.
Is that a lot in wrestling years?
That's a lot of years.
I don't know.
That's a career. That's.
Okay. I'm going to guess one of those is going on eBay for $80.
$500.
Fuck you.
Yes.
Fuck you.
And not no like way. It's not like someone set it at 500 to see. It's been bid up. To 500, like people are bidding, so it's selling for at least that.
I don't understand that because it says I was there, but you clearly weren't fucking there.
No one knows that when you wear that T-shirt.
Does anyone give a shit?
Apparently.
Like, and also, like, if you're wearing that,
yeah,
and it says I was there, and you're around enough, and you're around someone that actually does give a shit, mm-hmm. The first thing they're going to say is, oh my God, what was it like? How crazy was it?
Right.
And then you're just making a liar out of yourself.
Absolutely, yes.
You either have to say, you either have to lie,
mm-hmm.
or you have to say, I'm just an asshole that spent $600 on a T-shirt.
Oh, no, you lie and you say you were there.
I don't get these people, Brandon. These are your people.
You need to. You need to.
I don't think I do.
I think you do. Maybe, I got that part covered.
Mm-hmm.
No, so everywhere I go, I'm wearing a wrestling T-shirt nowadays because I feel like it's on the return, and I want to be at the forefront. And almost everywhere I go, you were witness to it.
It's true.
Multiple compliments on my NWO shirt today.
Yeah.
It started a random conversation
at Home Depot,
with
no less.
At Home Depot, that's correct.
Right, like when we went to the comic shop. And the guy brings it up. That didn't feel.
It didn't feel
out of place.
No, like, not at all. Not
he
at all.
Also mentioned my Star Wars shirt.
He did. Yes.
Like
yes.
You know that yeah. a comic shop guy. I get it. You're a wrestling fan.
Yep.
Getting it at the Home Depot. That was a bit of like, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, actually.
Also, in fairness, though,
it was three times because we walked into the miniatures place, and you guys didn't hear it, but the bigger guy was singing the NWO song.
I didn't hear it.
That's right. I'm just telling you.
Must
it, was,
have happened.
It was three times.
See,
three
in,
times.
In fairness, though, I don't know if that means wrestling's back. Just because of your state. Because, yes, you're wearing a wrestling shirt, but you are wearing the late 90s NWO shirt.
Sure.
I don't give a shit about wrestling. If I saw someone wearing that, I'd be like, yeah, because that was my era of when I gave a shit.
Fair enough.
I, you know, if you were wearing a current fucking, I don't know, who's the guy now? Or who's a guy now?
So like a Roman Reigns type guy or something?
So if you're
like
wearing a Roman Reigns t-shirt and someone says something, that tells me a lot more than a throwback fucking white and black NWO too sweet.
I think it tells me that guy's fucking too sweet. I need to get to know him.
Too sweet!
Yep. No, I obviously, we've been doing this podcast now for a few days. So it's not a...
It's my first day.
It's not a crazy thing that people know I love wrestling. It's... It was not where it was at when we first started this podcast. I would say it's much more elevated. You know, it's always been mainstream, obviously, for 20-plus years.
It hasn't been under the radar by any means. But
it's on Fox on Friday nights. You know.
Is that a statement of how far wrestling's come back or how far network television has fallen?
You see, I think you're underestimating how huge it is in other countries, too. It's enormous in like the Asian markets and the Indian markets.
Oh, we're huge in Japan.
We're huge in Japan, man. I'm telling you. Actually, yes. New Japan Wrestling is fucking huge.
All right, Dan P.
New Japan Wrestling is closer than AEW probably is as far as next to WWE, like for number two. I mean, they sell out those fucking Tokyo domes, man.
Yeah.
That's hundreds of thousands of people. And they do it on a regular basis. We just don't see it here.
Hey, I'm
telling you.
I am all fucking for whatever people dig. I like all sorts of shit that a lot of people would say is stupid. So I am not going to sit here and mock wrestling.
I know you're not.
A little bit.
Once again, I just feel like when I talk to non-wrestling fans, I feel like I have to make them love it.
Sure.
Like, you don't know what you're missing.
See, but I also feel like in the 2.5 years we've been doing this, we've done, I don't know, probably 15 to 20 cons and have spent a ton of time together.
Mm-hmm.
And almost every time we are together, you are talking to people about wrestling.
Sure, yeah.
So, like, clearly I'm on the outside looking in. You have nothing to prove to me because you've always got wrestling friends.
You know what's going
to
be great?
And I don't make friends that strange unless I'm drunk.
Luckily, you get to go with me to Wrestling at the Chase.
Which day are we going?
I think it's next Sunday. Is it next Sunday? Two Sundays away, something like that. I can't remember exactly.
It is next week.
Yep. I'd have to double check. It probably is.
Okay.
Is that okay? We still on for that?
Yeah, let me verify that.
It is next weekend, yes. Sunday, the 22nd, Wrestling at the Chase. First time in 37 years. But when you go to this and you tell a wrestling person this, you have instant credibility.
In fairness, that is the same night.
He's already backing out.
It's the same night as Menzingers and the Descendants.
All right, that's a tough choice.
That Corey and Tom.
That's a tough choice.
I'm not going to let you down.
I understand. No. I understand.
If I'm going to Wrestling at the Chase. I've seen the Menzingers enough times.
Where's that show at?
The Factory, I think,
Chesterfield? In Chesterfield. Okay, I was going to think, maybe do both, but that'd be a hard sell. Chase is not close to Chesterfield.
That's true.
I'm not good with directions, but that I know.
Chesterfield is much closer to home, though.
It is. That's right. Way more cops.
Oof.
You got the county to deal with.
Yeah, fuck that.
All right, anyway.
I'll go to the Chase where I can get away with murder.
I'll get off my wrestling kick. I'm good to go. I just want everybody to get back in there. You're missing out. It's fun to watch. It's so much entertainment.
Okay. I
feel good about myself.
Hey, I'm looking forward to Wrestling at the Chase. That will be a fun fucking event.
It's going
to
be fun.
So there was a short, probably 2 to 3 year window in the late 90s when I was into wrestling. Really when wrestling was at its height, when it was WCW and NWO and shit. That's when I was in the Goldberg era.
Sure. He's back again.
And I went one time with my dad, my neighbor, and his dad, when WCW came to Kiel Center.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if it was Nitro or...
WCW would only have been at the Dome. WWE had an exclusive contract with Kiel.
No shit.
Yep.
Okay, so then I guess it was at the Dome.
Yep.
Because it was WCW, because I never watched WWF at the time.
That's how much of a fucking nerd I am. I know licensing rights for arenas.
Also had Kill Center season tickets. So
this is true.
You are surprised. Right. You would be in the know.
I had
of
to
the
pay
Kiel.
To see WCW. That's the only reason I know. You're right. Yep. That's funny.
But I remember having a great fucking time. Grant, I was like 11.
Sure.
But it was fucking tight.
Live.
It was real fun.
It's a. I mean, but you know, when you watch it on TV, there's still commercials and everything and downtime. But live, it's so much. The crowd's always into it. And this crowd, especially at this thing, will be insane. Because it'll be like hardcore wrestling fans.
Yeah.
And they'll be chanting everything you can think of. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Tight.
Speaking of, I
know. Yeah, that'll be fun, man.
You need to watch. No, I'll play it for you. CM Punk come out for the first time in 7 years and just see. I'm not going to lie to you. People go crying, my friend.
Was there like any sort of tease to it? Or was it a total shot in the dark?
It had been rumored for like a week earlier that he had signed a contract, but you know, random wrestlers on every WWE, everybody were kind of trying to get him signed, right?
Uh-huh.
So everybody was teasing, like they would say random things that could kind of mean he's coming here or he's coming. Everybody was doing it on all sides. So,
okay.
So the people knew he's coming back. Most likely it was not going to be to WWE just because he had that kind of falling out and there was kind of bad blood there.
He sued him at one point. You say that like it's so matter of fact, like I would know that.
Well, he sued him at one point. Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, yeah. Like he had a couple injuries that he had to deal with that apparently he blamed their head doctor.
Okay.
For not taking care of him properly. Anyways.
Sure.
It was settled. You know, I think he won. They never really brought him back to wrestle or do anything. They brought him back to like maybe promote a video game or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And that was kind of it. And then next thing you know, AEW does a thing. Like, well,
living his best life.
Boom. I mean, he's probably like 36, but he can keep doing this for 10 more years.
Ric Flair's talking about getting back in the ring. Uh-huh. That motherfucker's got one foot in the grave. CM Punk could do this for another 40 years.
I want to see Ric Flair. I do not want to see Ric Flair wrestle. I just don't want to be there when he cannot get up. You know what I mean?
That's one of those, like, Ric Flair is going to show up at Wrestling at the Chase, and he's going to die.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm going to get a shirt made that says, I wasn't there. I was not there.
That's the type of event that he could, like, I could die here. This is, like, a culmination of everything.
For sure. Okay, I'm back. Sure. That's a full circle moment for him.
Right?
That's a great place for his biopic to end.
Oh, my God.
I just don't want to be in the fucking crowd for it.
Yeah, I don't want to be the guy on camera with, like, my mouth wide open freaking
out.
So, I hope to see Ric Flair, but only just do a promo.
I just want one last woo.
Right.
All right?
Right.
I don't want a clothesline.
Yep.
I don't want... What was Ric Flair's finisher?
Figure four leg lock.
I don't want to see any more figure fours.
Yep. I mean, or he would, you know...
Fucking break his hip.
Jump off a rope and drop the elbow. We don't need to see that.
No. My man doesn't need anywhere near turnbuckles.
He would get thrown into the corner and like go upside down and then come on the outside and then they'd clothesline him. Yeah.
Oh, he'd come on the outside?
He'd come on the outside. That's why he's got all those ex-wives. All right, moving along.
And not
from
that
wrestling.
Many kids.
And not only a handful. Where do you want to go next? You want to go a little Bad Batch, a little What If?
Ooh, I want to go into Bad Batch because I have been in it week to week, and you finally have watched it. So I really want to know what your journey with it was like.
So I watched the first episode like when it first came out.
Sure.
Then I didn't.
Sure.
Not because I didn't enjoy it. I just got distracted with other bullshit.
Sure. I get it.
And then you told me it was like, what, the second to last episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to catch up. And so I started watching them, and I caught up to that episode in like 2 days.
Yeah.
And so when the final came out, I watched it the next day. So I wasn't week to week. I didn't go the journey like you did, but I loved the fuck out of it. Oh, it was great. It was great.
Like, I am just so pleased with the version of Star Wars we are getting in the animated realm.
Yeah.
And I only wish more people got down on it because I think if you just watch the movies, you can see a pretty precipitous decline in quality.
Sure.
As they continue.
Sure.
Right? Like I think the movies are punished. Punished is the wrong word. They're handicapped by the fact that they need to be tent poles. So they all need to have too many hands on them.
Sure.
Right? And everyone's got to have their notes. And everyone's got to say something. And it's got to speak to hardcore fans and casual fans and new fans and old fans.
Right.
And boys and girls and like all across the board, right?
Yep.
So like I feel like the movies for the most part have felt kind of like you're writing for a fucking message board or something. Like sure. it's a checklist.
Right.
Whereas like the shows, I feel like they are just allowed to be good Star Wars.
Right.
You know, and
you don't have 90 executive producers and, you know, all these.
Exactly.
There's no that many. There's a couple creative people writing it, mm-hmm. putting it together, and that's it.
And what makes it good Star Wars to me is that it's not all jaw-dropping.
Right.
You know, like, it'd be real easy for me to sit here and, like, talk about how fucking awesome Bad Batch is. 16 episodes, 6 of them are just fine.
Like, sure.
They're whatever.
Right.
They,
right.
You know.
Yeah, you could have done 12 episodes of that
whatever.
Show.
Sure. But I like that. Like, yeah, I like that it's just a program.
It's a weekly episodic
show.
Like,
oh, right. Cool, man. Like, first of all, it's gorgeously animated.
Yeah.
The episode, I can't remember what number it is, but the episode that they go to the crashed Jedi cruiser and take their chips out.
Yes.
When they are going through the cruiser, it's back-to-back episodes. The first one that they're in there, when they have to go over that, like, gulf, and it has the water with the Dianoga at the bottom, the fucking depth and the animation of that water, like, I was spellbound looking at that.
Yeah.
Not just because it's absolutely gorgeous, but also because they cared enough to make the water gorgeous.
Right.
Like, I am one of a handful of people, I'm sure, that noticed that.
Oh, I doubt
like,
that.
Like, that's...
I doubt that. I think animation people respect that.
Right.
You know, you're watching that.
But I think, don't think there's a... Like, I think that's... What I'm saying is they didn't have to go that hard.
Gotcha.
But they fucking did.
Sure. Yeah.
And then, like, the next episode...
Disney money. Use it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the next episode, it was like... I left that episode like, holy fuck, man. That was so cool. Like, that looked killer. And then the next episode was like, hold my fucking beer. When the ion engine fires up.
Sure.
And you see, like, the ion pulse coming out. Like, holy fuck, was that gorgeous. Like, not only was it just, like, a cool sequence, but it was also like... Wow, yeah. That is beautiful.
I think that's a big part of what makes the show overall so good is the visuals are so wonderful.
So strong.
Yeah.
And like...
But just the story, I appreciate. I think, you know... But, you know, you said like a couple of the like, I don't want to say down episodes, but not as...
Filler-ish episodes.
But they're still a fun little journey within the journey. You
they're
know what
fun
I mean?
So, Star Wars adventures.
Right.
And like, I love that... I loved that every Friday... I got to watch a Star Wars thing that didn't have to mean the world to me.
Sure.
You know, like, it was cool to be like, watching The Bad Batch felt like being a kid and playing with action figures.
Yeah, that's fair.
It
yeah.
was like, cool, man. I got to spend a half hour with some old friends.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And then it was over.
Yep.
And then, like, there were some of the episodes that I watched 4 or 5 times. It was like, wow, this was impactful and this was powerful and this was cool. And then there were episodes that I watched the one time and was just like, oh, right on. Like, that was fun.
Right.
And then moved on.
Yep.
And the movies, because of everything that goes into them, can never be that.
Right.
Every movie has to mean something.
Right.
Everything Every has movie to mean something. Has right. to be so many things. Yep. Whereas, like, an episodic TV show, it can just be Star Wars again.
Right. Yep.
Like, I felt the same way watching Clone Wars. Like, sure. It's just like, yeah, there are... I would argue that there are episodes of Clone Wars and arcs of Clone Wars that are the best thing Star Wars has to offer. I can also argue that there are arcs of Clone Wars that are completely forgettable and unnecessary.
Sure.
And I love that. I love that it has the freedom to be that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, to just be getting out my toys and playing with them.
Yep.
Like, that's so much fun.
I read,
and I think a lot of times as in the fandom, especially with Star Wars, you forget that it's fun.
Sure.
You know, so many people get so fucking crazy yep. about it. And it's like, yeah, man, I fucking love Star Wars to my core.
That's right.
But I love it because it's fun. It's a good time.
Right. Yep. Yeah. You need to have, you gotta have fun with it. Yeah. When they start taking it that seriously, it loses all its joy.
Yeah.
So, I read this before we came on earlier. Not sure how I feel about it. I think it could be cool, and if they do it the way they've done the other things, it might be very cool. They want Bad Batch in the Mandoverse.
Yeah, live action.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's necessary. If they came out tomorrow and said, we're doing live action Bad Batch,
right,
I'd be stoked.
Right.
But I love Bad Batch as it is.
Sure.
So, like, to me, if they're putting money into another live action thing, give me another cool new thing.
Yeah.
Is my train of thought. Like, give me more, not just different.
Sure.
Because I'm fucking greedy like that.
Absolutely.
But I say that, but in fairness, there's all that talk of, like, they've been talking about, like, Hayden Christensen coming back in the Obi-Wan series.
Right.
And there's a lot of, like, well, fucking why? Because he's Vader then. So he's like, cool, I have no beef with him coming back, but I don't get why. But then I've been reading the shit where it's like, they're going to do, rumor is, they're going to be doing flashbacks to the Clone Wars. So, like, Rosario will be there as Ahsoka.
Sure.
And to me, I just think, like, holy shit, I love the Clone Wars cartoon, and you're going to give me scenes from that in live action? So kind of the opposite of what I just said.
Right.
Because, yeah. If Obi-Wan was, if that whole series was just, if that whole series was just flashbacks to the Clone Wars, and I get to see Ewan McGregor, Hayden Christensen, and Rosario Dawson, that's worth it to me.
Yeah.
Like, to see those stories treated in live action.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I think, of all the things that they are doing, it would surprise me if they went live action with Bad Batch.
Me too. I mean, I don't think they would ever do that as a series. I think they would just pop up in an episode or something.
Yeah, you know, I could see that.
You know, as a series, I mean, part of me can kind of, you know, I think what I think of is like the A-Team in space.
Totally.
I think, you know,
that's what the Bad Batch is.
You know what I mean?
It's for sure the A-Team.
I could get down on that if done right. But do I want that, you know, 12 of that live? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I enjoy the cartoon and the animated one as it is. And I think you can only have one or the other. You can't have two Bad Batch series.
I agree.
I don't know why you fuck with something that's not broken.
Exactly.
So,
and I also think, like, so, you know, next year, well, the next, like, year and a half is going to be, like, the year of Star Wars. Kind of like how this was the year of Marvel on Disney Plus, right? And, you know, I think that, you know, they've already announced Book of Boba Fett is just a miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
It's not getting another season. Obi-Wan is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Lando is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my head, the Dark Horse, and I think the Cassian Andor is only one season, is only one also. My thought is that they're going to use those series to add context to the sequels and try to enrich them kind of the way Clone Wars enriched the prequels.
Okay.
But also, I think they want to use those to kind of close the book on those legacy characters. Because the one thing that they haven't talked about a bunch, but I think is quite clearly the future of Star Wars, is the Acolyte. So they're the series The Acolyte they're doing is live action, mm-hmm. and the only thing they have said about it is that it takes place in the High Republic era, which is hundreds of years before the Skywalker saga.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking young Yoda, which, how convenient that we got Grogu to reintroduce the Yoda legacy.
Yep.
So we're going to get young Yoda. This is me hypothesizing.
Yes,
they haven't
yes.
announced it. But of course, if they don't do young Yoda, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you setting a story, including Jedi, in that time frame and not putting him in it? That,
I
can't imagine they're not. But that High Republic era feels like, if I'm Disney, that's the only place I can go in the future, or at least in the immediate future, to make interesting new content. Because I think they've proven with the sequels that the Skywalker saga has been picked pretty fucking dry.
Yeah.
And people are so precious about that IP that it's very hard to make new and interesting stories that people will agree on. So if I'm them, I'm letting the Skywalkers set for a while.
I agree.
I'm just saying, like, okay, I'm not walking away from it, because that's always going to be the bread and butter.
Yep.
But that shit's got to set for a while.
Right.
Let me launch the Acolyte and let that be the fucking face that launched 1,000 ships.
That's right.
Like, let me use the Acolyte
and they know
until
this.
This a decade of High Republic stories.
This is the Mickey Mouse model. Mickey Mouse is what made you famous.
Right.
People got tired of it. You brought in some other bullshit. They got really popular. And then one day, hey, Mickey Mouse is back with, what, Fantasia or some shit?
Yeah.
And then he goes away. And then
it's the vault model.
Absolutely, man. That's just what you do. What you do. People get sick of it, and they don't want it tainted.
Right.
So don't taint it, and people grow to love it more over time.
That's. I think the only bit that we will get of the Skywalker saga is what we get from, like, the Ahsoka series and the Obi-Wan series and Mandalorian. And I think those will solely exist to make up for the failures in the sequel.
Sure.
Kind of like how the Clone Wars series makes up for the failures. Like, we've talked about it a million times. I will die on the hill. The prequels are fucking good. They just suck because George Lucas is a bad director and he's a bad dialogue writer. But, like, if that story was given to a better director, and if those scripts were given to a doctor to just say, like, hey, man, don't fuck with my story, but just make them not sound like robots.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, then those movies would be fucking incredible.
Sure.
And the Clone Wars was able to add the context into those to make them wonderful. And I think the sequel trilogies are even more flawed than the prequels. But I think with added context, they will become richer and more interesting. And then you just let it be. Like, I think I think a lot of the live action, sadly, is just fucking damage control.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, what can we do to make up for our gross lack of oversight on this huge franchise?
I would agree with that, sure. Yeah.
And Dave Filoni and Favreau have taken it upon themselves to say, fine, I'll fix it for you again.
And they are.
Yeah. But if I'm Dave Filoni, there's got to be part of me that's like, motherfuckers, I spent 7 years fixing the prequels, and you couldn't just consult me when you made movies? Now you're going to make me fix your... You already knew I was good at this. Why are you fucking giving J.J. Abrams some shit and not giving it to me, motherfucker?
This is his job security. He's always got a job fixing what they fuck up.
Right?
He's the Disney fixer.
It's just like, when the fuck are you just going to give this man the keys to the fucking kingdom? Let him be. The
Filoni fixer.
I'm saying.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
I like the sound of the Filoni fixer.
Holy Filoni.
Someone get Filoni on the phone. What if?
Ooh.
That was a really good one.
Yeah, it was.
Sad. But, I mean,
yeah.
The episode wasn't sad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was.
But it was a fun episode.
To hear Chadwick Boseman for the last
But there's time. A sad overtone to it just because of
That's what happens. Tough.
For sure.
Like, he's... This most recent episode was just so magical.
Yep.
You know, I
dug the story, too.
Right. Everything about it. Like, the first episode was fine.
Sure, yeah.
You know, like, I just... I am not... The first episode just felt like seeing the first Avenger again.
Yeah.
You know, like it didn't feel different enough to me.
Right.
It was like,
as new.
Yeah.
Same story, new person.
Okay, cool. Peggy got the serum. Neat. And then everything else was basically the same.
Right.
So it's like, I mean, that's cool.
Right. But once they picked up T'Challa,
but it
didn't, different story.
Right. Like, this was all of a sudden like, whoa, this took a lot of characters to many different places.
Yep.
I also find it interesting how many of the big, huge stars they got to come back, and then who they didn't. Like, there's just some that make me think, like, did someone refuse to do this? Was there a conflict? Like,
sure.
Like, it seems odd to
Honestly,
me.
Honestly, nobody stood out to me. I can't think of a person I didn't hear.
Chris Evans.
Oh, yeah.
And the first episode, like the first episode, you brought back fucking Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, yeah.
For a bit part.
Yeah, I forgot about that part. Yeah.
And you didn't bring back Evans.
Yeah.
And then in the second one, like, fuck, you brought back Josh Brolin.
Yeah.
For Thanos.
Yeah.
You brought back Chadwick Boseman and Karen Gillan. No Dave Bautista.
Nope. No.
You brought back Benicio Del Toro.
Yeah.
No Dave Bautista?
Was he even on...
Drax was the bartender.
That's right. That's right. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Like that?
Yeah.
It seems odd to be missing him.
I agree. And Heech would be one I feel like would say something if there was
right
something weird going on. So maybe and it was just a scheduling thing. And
he's one that also seems like... Doesn't he's not
he'd be free.
Uber famous. Yeah, right. Like yeah. You can yeah. get that guy.
Right.
For
right.
sure you can get that guy.
Yeah, he's doing like another commercial where he's like fishing in a boat. You've seen that one? Like,
yeah.
An old, like yeah, yeah, he had to be free for a voice.
And it's a commercial for Disney Plus.
Is it? Oh, well then shit, I don't know, man. Like, I don't have an answer for that one.
I'm very
that's weird.
I'm befuddled.
Yeah.
Like, how are you gonna not have Dave Bautista here?
Well,
how are you gonna not have Chris Evans when you get everyone else?
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you think of Good Thanos?
I loved it. I thought it was really fun.
I've heard a lot that this might set up people for the good Thanos in the MCU going down the road. You want to see it live action?
I don't know what my appetite for it is.
Sure.
I wouldn't say I don't want to see it, but I wouldn't say I'm going crazy to see it either.
Right.
I am willfully open to what ever they do with the multiverse, because there's so many options and I am just choosing to allow myself to be intrigued by them all.
Sure. Yeah,
like clearly what they're doing, what they like, what they did with WandaVision gave us the magical element, what they did with Loki lit the fuse, What If is very clearly the first attempt to explain a multiverse.
Falcon
and
the Winter Soldier didn't, is it part of it?
No.
Yeah, I'm with you.
No.
It was kind of a dud for me.
I actually really enjoyed Falcon. I just don't see it playing into the bigger narrative the same way.
Sure.
I guess. But it's whatever. Like, I thought it was, I actually really enjoyed Falcon. I enjoyed Falcon and Winter Soldier a lot more than I thought I would. I'll put it at that.
See, I thought I would enjoy it more.
Really?
Yeah.
See,
I didn't hate it. I just thought it was going to be better.
It's my least favorite of the three live-action shows that they did.
Yeah.
But I thought I was kind of going to have to suffer through it, and I found myself quite enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I hated it, but at the same time, I mean, I watched it all. I didn't never turned it off, right? But I just never... I'm not going to go back and watch it.
It felt like a bit of a story out of time. Kind of like Black Widow.
Yeah.
It felt like a story that works, but works better 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it feels like a story that works better pre-Endgame.
Right. Yep.
But post-Endgame, we are firmly in the world of magic and fantasy.
Right.
So getting out of magic and fantasy is just less interesting to me now.
Well, and more, I mean, you're coming off, you know, Endgame and stuff like that where it's much more heightened.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just, oh, we got to take down this group of bad guys who are doing this bad thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. You know, doesn't do anything for me. But don't hate it. I'm glad it exists. I love that it exists.
What?
I plan on building a business model around the fact that these things exist. So... You know,
what's really intriguing though, like when we think about Marvel right now, we've got a lot of eggs in the multiverse basket.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got a lot of eggs in the Madame Hydra, Thunderbolt, Stark Avengers basket.
Yeah.
How do those interact? That's what I'm interested in now. Like, because I feel
you gotta wait until they hatch to see what they are, man. I don't know where that came from. That was so stupid. I'm sorry.
I feel like now we're getting two different MCUs for two different types of fan. And I don't think that's a problem.
Sure.
But I am interested to see how they marry these things. Because, like, clearly we're going to have this Dark Avengers theme now continue into Hawkeye.
Sure.
And they've greenlit Captain America 4 with Sam. Yep. Like, cool. I'm excited for those. But we've also got Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness, and we've also got Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yep.
And we've got What If happening. Yep. Like
when Shang-Chi.
Yeah. I'm super excited to see to find out where that's going to be. And right? Eternals.
Yeah.
So like what are we doing? I can't see the future.
Well,
in a way that I think Marvel's always done a pretty good job of foreshadowing the future.
Yes.
And I think right now, very intelligently, they know they stuck the landing with Endgame, and they know following it is damn near impossible.
Yeah.
But, like, they're leaving a lot of doors open.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I am fascinated by.
Yep, yep. And maybe they're just, you know, I don't want to say, like, seeing what sticks, but you leave some doors open.
Oh, for sure.
See what sticks.
Yeah. Oh, 100% that's what they're doing. So. That's what they did the first time. You know.
True.
True. That's how you build these things.
Yeah. 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 Matt. I'm here for the ride no matter what.
So. Yeah. I'm certainly fascinated, though, to see where they choose to put more effort, I guess.
I just mean focus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where does the overlap begin to make issues?
Yep.
Sadly, we are missing out on an opportunity for the multiverse to bring back Scarlett Johansson against her sister. A different, like, that would be fun. But I don't think Scarlett Johansson and Disney have any interest in making amends.
They'll fix whatever. It'll happen. It's fine. What's her name dropped her case, and they gave her another movie, Cruella de Vil.
Oh, Emma Stone?
Yeah.
She had a case against?
She had one, too, and then hers got dropped, and then they greenlit
the
second one, so yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so I think it's
posing. Wait, did she sue for the same reason?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I don't fucking get
it, I think
man.
She was even before Scarlett Johansson. I think Scarlett Johansson did after the fact, but she just got more attention for it.
I don't fucking get it,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. Me either. I, you know, hey, do what you do.
I just don't get rich people.
Not me either.
It's probably because I'm poor.
That's part of it. Yeah.
It's real easy for me to criticize rich people because I don't understand.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Maybe I'm not ruthless enough.
Well, and it's just fun, isn't it? I mean, fuck them. They don't have problems.
Right.
Fuck them.
You can tell me Scarlett Johansson has a problem?
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you. You don't know what a problem is?
Jump in your Scrooge McDuck pool.
Right.
Come on. You want a quick break or you want to jump into something else? I got a few more things here. I'm good to go.
I'm good to go.
All right. Titans season 3.
Ooh.
How you feeling?
I'm having a lot of fun with it.
I love it. I think it's great. I think it's the best season so far. You know why? Almost zero Bruce Wayne.
Yep. I have a hard time making that assessment because I binged 1 and 2.
Okay.
So there's a lot of just bleed there.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is the first one where I'm, like, actually watching episode by episode.
Yeah.
Titans for me is very much like, it's exactly what it is.
Are you up to date?
Yes.
Okay, I don't want to say anything about
it,
yeah.
It's exactly what it needs to be, and that it's not particularly well acted.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
And it's not particularly well cast.
Yeah, there's a couple of them I wouldn't do again.
I don't love their version of Scarecrow. I can't stand their version of Bruce Wayne.
Oh, Bruce Wayne's terrible. The Scarecrow, I haven't made a full judgment yet. I only know him from Mad Men. Remember him in Mad Men? Did you ever see Mad Men?
Uh-uh.
He was a sleazy bad lawyer. You know, but he had like the slick back haircut look. But he was very...
I don't have beef with the actor.
It's just the look.
I just don't like the direction they've taken him. Like, I feel like they are making Scarecrow too okay. Like, this version of Scarecrow to me is just like an asshole.
Yeah.
That's just like smarter than everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Not psychotic.
See, I'd
like to me, I need Scarecrow to be a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
To be full on fucked.
See, I still see this guy as kind of the same Scarecrow as
Cillian Murphy's.
Yes.
I don't feel that.
See, I mean, because he wasn't particularly.
I think he's pretty unhinged, man.
Well, I agree.
He had that look.
He did.
Of unhinged.
He did.
Whereas, like, this guy is just like, he's just, yeah, I'm smarter than you.
Yeah.
What is it? Which isn't a bad villain. Like, I am totally fine with everything. I just don't love that that's Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's not Scarecrow.
Right. Right.
That's just a really smart asshole. Like, okay, cool. That fucking works.
Right.
Smart asshole as a stereotype totally fucking works as a bad guy there. Totally works. I buy it. That's not Scarecrow, though.
But other than...
Kind of like Bruce Wayne.
Sure.
That version of Bruce Wayne. Nope. Don't buy it.
Oh, I don't like the version of Bruce Wayne whatsoever.
And I also feel like it was a real fucking coward's way out to not cast someone as the fucking Joker and show me him killing Jason Todd.
Yeah.
Show me that. Like, that moment, I guess, this ties into my overarching... This sounds like I'm shitting all over. I'm actually having fun watching it.
What we do.
My biggest fucking gripe with the show is that the stakes seem so fucking low. Like,
there's no overarching, like,
Hank just died.
Right.
No one seems to care that much.
Yeah, they kind of jump through it pretty quick.
That Jason next Todd died
at
the Joker's hands.
Yeah.
Like, you, that huge moment in comic books. You finally did on the big screen,
yeah,
and you did it off screen.
Yeah, I'm with.
Like, what?
I'm not judging yet. I know, but I'm with you on that point. I don't like that. I didn't like that either. Yeah,
you fucking you cast a Joker, and you show me that moment. God damn it.
Yeah.
And if this version of Bruce Wayne actually bashed the Joker's fucking skull in, show me that. Like, it's cowardly.
Here's why I think they didn't have that. Only because kind of what we've said, you know, Titans isn't, I mean, technically it's in canon because they popped up a little bit in Flashpoint or in, was it Crisis, whatever they popped up in. So, you know, but at the same time, they don't ever really acknowledge this show because it's popped around here and there. And I don't think they want to give that moment to that show.
They cast Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, yeah.
And they put him in it a lot.
Early on, yeah.
The first two seasons, he's in a lot.
He's in a lot, yeah.
Like, if you're willing to go that far...
But I think that's because he was so popular at the time with Game of Thrones.
Sure, but if you're willing to put that in, it fucking bummed me out.
I'm, in that, a way...
We didn't get that.
See, I'm in a way glad they didn't do it on that show. Because it could be done somewhere better.
It still can be, though. Like, what DC has proven...
To see it for the first time on film, I want to see it done
They're going to reinvent...
I want to see, like, when Negan smashed in Glenn's head in Walking Dead. I want eyeballs popping out type shit.
So what you're telling me is you're frustrated the first time you saw it on screen, it was a silhouette of an extra waving a crowbar? A
little bit.
Me too.
A little bit, yeah.
I'm saying it should have been better. Like, they still did the moment.
Yes.
Like, we can't say that they didn't do it.
Yeah.
They did it in the most cowardly possible
way. You're right, right.
And that fucking pissed me off.
I can see that. I understand.
Like, and we have had...
I'm not that upset, but I understand.
Again, in this season, in the first three episodes, we have had Joker bashing in Jason Todd's skull. We have had... fucking Batman killing the Joker, and we have had Red Hood killing Hawk, and none of them had any stakes.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's kinda a fucking bummer.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair assessment. Still fun.
Yeah. That said, I've still been watching every episode, and the thing is, I appreciate Titans for what it is too. Like, I go into it not expecting, you know,
it's Legends,
Oscar Wilde like wordplay.
It's Legends of Tomorrow. Who can cuss?
Right.
I'm good with that.
It's fun. Right. It's easy.
Right.
The stakes not being high make it more comfortable to watch.
Yep.
It's my stories. It's like watching a soap opera.
I go back
and
forth.
It's there because it's playing with my old toys.
Yeah. Yeah. I go back and forth on Barbara Gordon.
Yeah.
She seems very forced angry. Like, it doesn't come off like she's really, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't enjoy that. I enjoy the character, I'm glad that that character. I wish there would be more story for the character. Like, I feel like all of a sudden she just showed up. Well, and she's like, remember the Joker took my legs?
Exactly.
Like, no.
We've had this Joker stuff.
Right.
How is that not so much more emotional for her?
Right.
Like, I feel like the first two episodes should have been heart-wrenching.
Sure.
Like, holy shit, the Joker's back and he just killed right. another person in the Bat family like he took your legs.
Right. Right.
Holy shit. Batman didn't do fucking anything when he took your legs. And he kills a Robin, and Batman fucking kills him.
Right.
Like, those two things should have been monumental.
Yeah, I agree.
And they just were like, yep, this happened, next right. scene.
And
like, what the
one
fuck?
One thing that kind of bugs me, too, I feel like they're very nonchalant about, well, pretty much everybody at Gotham PD knows who Nightwing and Robin are. Right. What the fuck? How? Why? You know, they just wander in like, "Oh, I'm working for her." I'm like, "What? What?
Hold on."
And they know. I don't know. I just.
And Scarecrow knows who.
They Batman know everything. Robin knows everything. Well, of course, I guess.
Jason told.
Told him everything, but you know.
Yeah, or I also love that. Like, what sets Nightwing on the trail of like something's fishy here is that there's a. chemistry textbook in Jason's room.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's yeah. fucking adorable.
He's such a dumb fuck.
Yeah, that is adorable. Like, something ain't right here. This teenager's got a chemistry right. textbook.
He must be doing math.
Which, right.
Yeah.
But it's also hilarious to be like, they're using a chemistry textbook to be like, oh yeah, this dude actually was smart right. enough to make stuff because he read a chemistry textbook.
Right. Right.
Like, I read that same textbook when I was 17.
Yep. Yeah, I don't, get back to the Scarecrow, though, the casting-wise. I'm not saying you're wrong about him not being as diabolical as he should or uh-huh. whatever. But we really only had that one scene in the cabin
yeah.
to kind of go off of. You know what I mean?
Or the stoner scene in the jail.
That's right, I forgot. He needs his weed. Yeah, that's why I like the character so much. That's what it is. That's a great addition. That's just a little random little... I love that.
You're right.
They won't give him my green.
That's yeah. fine.
I love that he even says like anything over 23%, or you know, it's like he's yeah. like, I want this type of weed. It just makes me laugh that they got specific with that, and then he brought it to him, made me laugh too. Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I just think given a little time, that character you're gonna see more of a crazy side.
Yeah, and or maybe
that's just the point. Maybe you know. Like in the movies or whatever, he doesn't really go full on Scarecrow until he kind of gets gassed himself.
Yeah,
and then he is Scarecrow. I mean, I know he's been he's already in jail for, but they haven't really said what he's in jail for.
Sure,
they just said it took Batman years to put him there.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
I do think at the same time, like for all of the things I can criticize it for, the people who are making that show know exactly the show they are making, and they keep making it.
Yep.
And that's why I like it. Where it's like, they know this is not to be taken too seriously.
Yeah.
They know that like, yeah, man, let's just take Scarecrow and make him a fucking stoner.
Right.
Let's take Robin and make him say, fuck Batman
yeah.
on TV. Yeah. Like, why not?
Yep.
That's a weird thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's a funny thing to have. Like, they know the show they're making, which, and they keep making it.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. I'll sign up for that because you are fully transparent on what you are doing.
Having said that, I think it's better than Flash currently. I think it's better than Supergirl currently.
I haven't watched either of those in a long time. So
exactly my point. Because you got nothing that brings you into it, right?
Yeah.
It's dull.
Yeah.
A little fuck Batman is...
It's fun.
Kind of what you need every now and then.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this on TV yet.
Yep, agreed. It's the same reason that, you know, when Keaton's Batman came out, everybody's like, this is fucking great. It's like a darker Batman. We've never seen that before.
Yeah.
Thank you. All we knew was Boy Wonder and they're climbing up a building. You know what I mean? That's all I knew about Batman back in the day.
Sure.
And then boom. So yeah, I don't know. I dig it. I dig it.
I get it. It's fun. And it's also one of those things where it's like, I dig it for exactly what it is, and what it is not something that I think I want more than maybe 5 seasons of.
I'm like, with you there.
Like, season 3 already is like, okay, I'm starting to notice the warts a little more.
And another, like, criticism, I guess. I don't hate the character, but why is Gar in it so fucking much? Right? For someone who does nothing, He is in a lot of
it. He's the glue
it.
Guy, man.
He really is. He's like the new Alfred, basically. Yeah, man. I mean, he's kind of Alfred, I guess.
Even Chuck Knoblauch got a ring in the 90s. This like, is true. Every all-star team needs a role player.
This is true. Okay? Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, fair enough. I know you don't care, but Walking Dead, new one tonight.
Tight.
I'm not going to push it like wrestling because I know there's no shot of you getting back into Walking Dead.
No. I'm long. That ship has sailed.
And I still got like a 5% chance of getting into wrestling, so I'm going to go with
definitely.
That. I'm going to go with that more.
I'd say you got a higher than 5%. I'd say if Wrestling at the Chase goes well, there's room.
There's room?
The door's cracked.
I don't want you to get your hopes up. I don't. NWA is not my cup of tea. I just don't know it because it's not on TV.
Yeah, but it could be fun.
Oh, I think it will be fun. Don't get me wrong.
Here's the thing.
But I don't want you going in there thinking you're gonna see pyrotechnics like we used to on TV.
But like a live event is all it takes for me to get in on something. Like if it's a fun and entertaining show, I'll hop the fuck on. If it's fun and entertaining on TV, I need something more to captivate me.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's like when I was a kid, I didn't love hockey until I went to a hockey game for the first time. Now I watch it on TV because I love the game.
Yeah.
But it took seeing it live for me to fall in love with it.
Absolutely.
And wrestling, I could see wrestling if the environment's right.
Yep. I think it'll be raucous, rowdy crowd.
Okay.
I think the Budweisers will be
flowing.
I fucking
get it.
Yep. Yep.
Kind of the same reason that I never gave a shit about football and then finally went to a football game and it was boring as fuck and I was like, oh yeah,
right,
yeah, I'm definitely not missing anything.
Yeah, good choice there. I only have one other thing that'll bring up.
Let's hit it.
You know, Ryan Reynolds, Free Guy.
Did you see it?
I have not.
Oh, me neither.
But he's already been signed up for a trilogy.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's that good.
Did it come out this week?
Last week, I think.
Last week? Okay. It's strictly theaters right now. I have not seen it. I kind of want to.
Yeah?
I'm a sucker for Ryan Reynolds.
I wonder if that's part of Scarlett's lawsuit. It's like, you give my ex-husband theatrical only, not me.
Right? Yeah.
What the fuck?
I mean, but I would watch that man do almost anything.
Sure. He's great.
He sells cell phones on TV, and I watch that commercial.
He brings Rick Moranis back to do it, no less.
He's also he owns like some vodka
tequila.
Or tequila company. And I saw there was a truck delivering some. I don't know if it delivered to DB's, but the truck was in the parking lot, and it's just a big picture of him.
Like, or no, gin.
Never wanted to have a truck driver job more than just to drive around with Ryan Reynolds' face on the side of my truck all day long.
What a win! Ugh. It's a beautiful thing.
But I would. I mean, that man could go pick blueberries, and I'd be like, I'll watch that.
I'm interested.
I'm into that.
I'll find out.
He'll make it fun.
He will
somehow.
That charming man.
How's he do it?
If I knew, I'd be him.
Yeah. Well.
Can't crack the code.
Yeah, I guess if you're not Ryan Reynolds, you're a Vin Diesel. So.
Whoa.
That's right. I got my dig in there. Take that, Vin.
Yeah.
That's about all I got, man.
Yeah, man. That's a good place to call it for a week.
All right.
So
don't forget.
Yeah, don't forget. Go to alteredstatecomics.com. Sign up for the email list. We'll get you first to know on some cool new stuff coming up. And we'll catch you next week.
Thanks, guys.